You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Nin Tran, COO and co-founder of Hire to All, a recruiting solution that dubs itself as a recruiter's best friend. Mr. Tran, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for having me. I'm very honored to be here.
And you're more than welcome, and it is our honor to have you with us as well, and thanks for your time. So for starters, as a former recruiter, I'd like to hear some of your people sourcing tips, and how do you source on LinkedIn to kick things off today?
Awesome. So when I started recruiting in about a couple of years ago, actually, I fell into it. I fell into recruiting. Recruiting is not something that you or anyone else would choose out of the bat, but the conditions, and I might tell you a little bit more about that later, kind of happened so that I needed to really master sourcing on LinkedIn. Now, what sourcing means, it's essentially searching and finding the people that you want to hire, the passive candidates, the purple squirrels, quote unquote, as we call it here in recruiting, the people that do full stack Ruby development, or the data scientists that really work on AI, which is kind of a hype everywhere today, right? So my trick on how to get the right people on LinkedIn is obviously master Boolean search, number one, okay? There's different tools and ways that you can actually use different Boolean generators that you can just put in a title and it will be, essentially just generate a whole complex Boolean string for you. The reason why you want to use Boolean searching is essentially to precisely find the people with the right skills, with the right keywords and skills on people's profiles. And the next step, what you want to do is connect with these candidates on LinkedIn. Right. The reason why you want to connect and not just send them an email is that you can gauge whether they're open-minded to connecting with you based on what they see about you. Right. If a person is not going to connect, 50% of chance, if you send them an email, they won't respond to you. Okay. If they connect with you, you're essentially getting much higher response rate just because of that. There has been also statistics that says, right, if you have a picture on LinkedIn, if you have a full filled out profile, it actually, you wrote it yourself and you don't seem like a robot, right, you seem like a real person, then people are more likely to respond to you. If you have your C-level or manager or director, right, and you're recruiting for entry-level folks, that's that's almost 100% increase. So, for example, the average response rate on LinkedIn is about 20%, right? And the reason why I am including outreach and response of candidates in the sourcing process is because once you find the people, right, the next step is really to reach out to them. It doesn't make sense to find and get a whole list of people without touching base and moving the needle forward, especially if you're recruiting and hiring for yourself. So I'm hiring for myself, and I use the same methodology today as I used years ago. Hire the best people that our company can afford, really. So with that said, right, really polish your resume, connect with the folks that you wanted to hire. And most people, what they would do here is they would message these folks, right? using LinkedIn Message. It's free. A lot of people use LinkedIn Premium. I actually advocate for LinkedIn Recruiter Lite, because what with LinkedIn Recruiter Lite, a lot of folks, what they don't know is if a person has LinkedIn Premium, right, that will indicate that they pay for LinkedIn and they probably use LinkedIn quite often, because otherwise, why would you pay for LinkedIn, right? If you do have a premium, you can send them a free email without connection. And if you are connected to these people, you can also send them an email for free, right? So you don't need thousands of emails. You don't need LinkedIn Recruiter to get 150 emails per month, right? There's a huge difference between LinkedIn Recruiter license pricing and then the LinkedIn Recruiter Lite pricing. So here you'll be saving thousands, getting the full feature, getting higher response. The emails itself, right? The reason why you would email versus just message people is that emails get higher priority in terms of delivery on top of their inbox, delivery into people's Gmails or whatever emails that they get emails updates for. But as well as people can't really mark emails as spam, right? You're paying for it, quote unquote. So therefore, right, instead of messaging, if you message too many people, you might get into trouble with LinkedIn. Okay, so that's kind of how you would source on LinkedIn. I have written multiple articles and trained many people on this topic. You can get up to, so when I was recruiting, I got up to 40% email response rate from, you know, the Purple Squirrels, the principal DevOps, the CTOs, from companies like Google, Facebook, Twitter, big tech firms here in Silicon Valley, to join unknown startups. And that's what I did.
And thanks for that thorough response. So taking that a little further, what is Hire2All and how did it start?
Hire2All is my startup. We have been around for about 2.5 years. There's a story behind it. At the beginning, we build a whole bunch of things that people either didn't want to use, and then we pivoted to something that people didn't want to pay for, right? People were getting hired left and right from our job board, employee referral platform, things like that. Long story short, we decided to really just say enough is enough and started charging placement fees on hires. So I became a recruiter with the rest of my team, and we just essentially did executive search in Silicon Valley. And that's how I fed my engineers until they had enough time to build out the artificial intelligence and machine learning architecture to what is Hire2All today. It's a recruiting best friend. Our mission is to make the internet recruiter friendly and make recruiters' lives easier. And that could also apply to any startup, small or big, as long as you guys are hiring.
If you would, Mr. Tran, also, how is technology changing recruiting today?
So recruiting today, even in the past 2 or 3 decades, right, first came the job application, so job boards, the pen and paper, right, old school, legacy systems are still used today, like, say, trucking, truckers, right? You're not going to find a lot of them applying for trucker applications online, right? It's very much word of mouth, grassroots effort. But then came online job boards, and pen and paper applications became digital resumes and applications to job posts that people post. Right, that's kind of the second version of technology evolution in recruiting. And the third one is the professional network that we all know as LinkedIn today. Right, there's a couple of other ones. Facebook is entering this recruiting space with testing like more professional fields and whatnot, right? And that really allowed people to build networks with prospective employers, with their current coworkers, their past coworkers, their friends. And it allows recruiters to find people that that are on these networks. That's LinkedIn Recruiter, that's Hirechall, for example, right? The fourth generation of recruiting technology is a lot of times infused and built from scratch with artificial intelligence. So essentially, you as a hiring manager or as a recruiter are able to automate a lot of the top of the funnel tasks, so sourcing and finding people. So you can just build a skill profile person that you want to get, and then the solution would automatically go out there and grab them for you, so that you can focus on really high level human to human interaction and less online essentially.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Nin Tran, the COO and co-founder of Hire2All, a recruiting solution that dubs itself as a recruiter's best friend here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, I've recently come across your very popular article, by the way. Can you explain to us why do most startups fail?
That's a good question, Eric. You know, most startups fail due to a variety of reasons, right? If you check up on Quora, the reason why do most startups fail, people are going to tell you, you know, most startups fail because they couldn't get funding, they didn't have product, they essentially didn't have a go-to-market strategy or marketing or business or whatever it is, right? Ultimately, all of that comes down to not having the right people. And that might include the co-founders as well, right? Especially if they fail in the first round of seed. And I'm not talking about kind of right people when it comes to the co-founders. It could be mindset, it could be a variety of things. But when you think about it, right, getting the right co-founder or co-founder dating or just hiring your first couple of employees, the challenge is how do you find them, right? How do you find the right person for you, for my own company, right? And in traditional ways, a startup professional network like AngelList, for example, right, where you can post your jobs for free and you get applicants. The point is you don't have a lot of applications, right? On average, only like startups that have 50 or more people get more than 15 applications on AngelList, right? The rest on average get about 4 or 5. If you are anywhere from 1 to 10 employees, you get on average about 5.7 applications, versus if you are, you know, anywhere from 11 to 50, you get on average 12 applications, right? But at the same time, how can you make a hire, a decision on a hire out of the 10 applicants? Of course, sometimes it's more of like, okay, I just need the one right person. But if you run through the numbers of recruiting funnel and how many people it really takes to get a one quality hire, it really comes to hundreds of applications for one hire. A lot of us startups, right? We have to make a hire from our network or from the people that we have. I actually had a friend who made that one hire from those 9 applicants, right? And obviously that is not ideal, right? We're a startup, we need the best quality folks to join, right? But at the same time, we don't have the brand or the name or the resources to devote to hiring and recruiting the best people that we need, especially if we're new.
Lastly, if our listeners want to learn more about what you do, where should they go to get more details on Hire to All?
I'd be more than happy to connect with him on LinkedIn. Just search Nin Tran, Hire Joel, HIRETUAL, or they can also just go to hiretoall.com and sign up and then reach out to me directly from the live chat. Either one, I'm more than happy to connect with anyone over sourcing or recruiting or hiring or just as a fellow entrepreneur. And discuss things and share knowledge. Thank you, Eric.
Again, Mr. Tran, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks for all the helpful information today, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Nin Tran, the COO and co-founder at Hire to All, a recruiting solution that dubs itself as a recruiter's best friend. And for all the details, visit HireToAll.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.